suffering, Christ's path to glory. The scriptures are plain on this respect. Christ's path to glory was through suffering. Luke 24:26 says, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Hebrews 2:9 says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor." 1 Peter 1:11, "Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." This is the divine principle: suffering, then glory. While deliverance may have been in Christ's heart, he learned obedience to his Father's wise and loving will, and for the joy set before him, endured his trials. The knowledge of Father's wise and loving will settled his weary heart and brought peace to his troubled mind. Regardless of his situation, he knew that Father knew best. He rested in that.